Welcome back to the playground, Sports
Welcome
Talk.
Welcome back to the playground
on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. Josh Zinke.
Yes.
Jacob Babbitt.
In the Macho King, Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. And I am Matt Missler. Jacob, where can they follow you at?
Jacob _ Babbitt, and I just broke one of the faders. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. This is why we can't have nice things anymore.
Hey, this board is about as old as I am, so chill out.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa, he's getting violent over there.
I know, man. We only got the best equipment around this joint. Okay? I see it. Yes.
AM radio.
Exactly. Jay-Z, where can they follow you?
Hang on, let me find it. I just got to look it up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not even on here.
It's not even on there?
At WATER.
A-T.
Or at Tom Brady's ego.
Is that actually...
That's an actual Twitter, yeah. It's
is it?
The GOAT parody account.
Oh, man.
Obviously, not the real Tom Brady. Oh, really? I didn't know.
Man.
By the way, speaking of GOATs, did you see yesterday at the Boston Bruins game?
No,
during the intermission, they literally put a goat on top of the Zamboni and dress it in a Brady jersey.
No, I didn't see
I got
that.
It. I got it right here. Look.
Let me see it. Oh, that's so as awesome.
Now, that's my winner. I don't care.
Yeah, tweet that out. I'm sorry. You got to tweet that
I'm
out.
I'm retweeting that from my account.
Exactly. You can follow me at the M Zone. Apparently, I've got a game time jalapeno dip that you can watch me make, apparently.
On what?
At the M Zone. I'm looking at it right now. Apparently, I made game time jalapeno dip.
Huh.
Go to my Twitter at the M Zone.
Better be good,
right?
I hope so too. Considering I made it, apparently. So today is the big game, 52, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm so glad they got rid of the Roman numerals. I couldn't keep up with it.
That's by the way, if you are using Roman numerals,
yeah,
it's LII.
Oh, so are you lying to me about this?
II. Somewhere, Ozzy Osbourne's just loving it to death right now. That's by the way, I don't understand why he's not doing a halftime show. Maybe he'll do 53.
Because he's lost.
I don't know what's going on. But big game between the Philadelphia Eagles.
You made fun of a legend.
I.
What do you think of Tom Brady's daughter? Vivian.
I think that she is a cute little kind daughter.
Have you watched Tom vs. Time?
I have not, but I can tell you.
Gotta watch it. Great stuff.
I know, but I can tell you that because I like my job, I think that Tom Brady's daughter is a sweet young child that everyone should love.
What's surprise him? Go ahead, pot him up
you,
there
you know
on
what,
the phone.
You know what? She's a little bundle of joy.
She is a little bundle of joy. You're right.
My Twitter's broke.
Apparently your computer's broke.
Yeah, I don't know what's up.
Just like the show. The show is broke. 6:30 is the kickoff. You can actually listen to the game through Westwood One right here on the ticket right after the women's basketball game. Babbitt, are you doing that game?
Nope.
No.
No.
Believe it or not.
Oh, man.
Antony
is doing it. he said he was so hyped up to do it. I'm like, you are overly hyped. You need to back it down a bit. Especially when I look outside, I'm like, oh, there's snow still. Okay.
Yeah, be careful on the roadways.
Yeah, still be careful on the roadways. Now, I know that we'll definitely give our projections on the game here in a bit. And I know earlier in the week, Jay-Z and I, we kept bringing up prop betting on the different platforms and shows. Right?
Yeah.
So I figure, let's continue the prop betting.
That's why I left the sheets there, as you see them.
Yeah, the ones that I printed off, but I actually decided, because you actually, we might as well get the updated ones now.
Okay.
Since they are already updated. So, Babbitt, you've not heard some of these prop bets, correct?
No, and I don't gamble in general, so I mean...
Well, that's fine, because...
We're going to have fun.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun, and if the... The hell's the noise outside?
There's a guy with a backup. It's really what is those things like a leaf blower? He's no, He's blowing the snow onto the from the concrete onto the You'll see him walk by in a few.
Okay, I was wondering
that's
like,
what that sound is. Yes.
I was wondering what the hell is that sound that I hear in the background.
Jacob, like, go outside and tell him we're doing a show in here.
Tell him that the number one show in the universe is happening right now. He needs to quiet it down or to listen to it on his earbuds or something.
Right, or come in here and join us.
Yeah, one of the two. With these,
use the leaf blower here in the studio.
Yeah, it might actually clean the studio up. I don't know. It might just do that, but.
We apologize, not for the leaf blower, our show.
Yeah, we apologize for everything. So, as I'm looking at, because you're the one that brought it up, Bovada.
Yeah, that's my place.
That's your joint. We figure might as well see what some of the prop bets are, some of the updated ones. So, Babbitt, are you ready to play some prop betting?
Yeah.
All right. Jay-Z, you got your prop.
I'm watching this goat on the top. I still don't understand. So more likely, they got this thing locked into a seat. You have to go to at Jay-Z Radio and just watch it. Because, yeah, he doesn't move. He's just standing there. Now, obviously, they must have him somehow strapped because you wouldn't want him to jump off the top of the Zamboni. But he's the calmest goat I've ever seen.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he real? Did he blink?
I'm assuming he probably is real, bud.
I'm watching it again.
Okay, yeah, you watch it again.
All right, where am I going?
We're
going
to do prop bets.
All right, good. I want to bet on these since we talk about them so much. I should actually put money in them.
You probably should. All right. So we obviously know one of the big ones that's always bet upon, even though you don't win money, is the outcome of the coin toss. Did you know that, Jacob? You usually don't win money.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Okay, so what do you got? What are you picking, heads or tails?
We'll go tails.
You're going to go tails? Because why? Tails. No. Never fails. Okay. Tails never fails.
I knew there
fails.
Was a rhyme in there, but I didn't know it.
Yeah. Heads, you give me.
You lose your head, right?
Yeah.
You know, a couple years ago, they actually had, if it didn't land on heads or tails, like if it landed in the grass
like
just
sideway,
right.
Sideways, up and down?
Yeah, and that one was extreme, but they want to make sure they don't lose money in these betting places.
Yeah, that's really about it.
So.
Case in point, last year with the Gatorade shower.
Yeah. Boom. Ring it up.
So here we go. The National Anthem, Babbitt. The over-under is 2 minutes. How long will it take? The over-under is at 2 minutes.
Who's doing the national anthem?
That would be Pink.
Pink. Or right now, actually, let's put you on the spot. Let's see if you can sing it in under 2 minutes. Go.
Ready, timers on, go.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early
light? You're not singing it! You're saying it.
All right.
Listen here, William Shatner.
I'm going to say under. I'm going to say 142.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Pink doesn't tend to draw things out. She's not like that, really. Mm. At least, I don't get that. So,
mind you, it goes from the word O to the last note.
So that's how long.
So
she could drag out that last note for like 20 seconds and it would still count?
Yeah. It's until she finishes. That's how it goes. It says, from the moment she sings the first word until she completes saying Brave for the first time.
Okay, I'll say 149.
149?
Still under.
Still under? Okay. Really, to be honest with you, you don't win any money for betting on any of that, by the way, as well. Will she forget or omit a word during the national anthem? Now, we say that because a few years ago, Christina Aguilera did it, and she forgot a word, or she botched it up.
So if you bet on the over 2 minutes,
uh-huh.
You bet down 100, you only get 76, so you'll win up, you'll actually, $176, so really not bad, but 76 isn't enough.
Mm. It's more you know. From Jay-Z, gambling.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about any of this stuff. So.
Yeah, sure you don't.
You hear of Jimmy the Greek? That's Jay-Z the Freak.
What?
So, will she forget or omit a word in the national anthem?
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be plus 300.
Means
you put down 100 on that, you're walking away with $400.
There you go. Will Pink say Eagles before, during, or after she sings the national anthem? Apparently, she is a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Before and after.
Before, during, or
anytime,
after.
Anytime
so anytime. Will she say will she say Eagles before, during,
Eagles.
Or after?
So I have to pick before.
Yes or
yes
no.
Yes or no.
Will
she
say? Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
okay. So with that, Jay-Z, what will he win? For a $100 bet.
He'll win $140.
There we go. Will any scoring drive take less time than it takes Pink to sing the national anthem? Now, you said that she'll finish in, what, 149?
Yeah.
Will a scoring drive take less time than that?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
That's a plus 110, so you're winning $110.
All right.
How
there
much?
You go.
How much?
How much? How much? How much?
$10. You don't want that.
How many clips will be shown from Super Bowl 39 during the broadcast. Now, Super Bowl 39 was played in Jacksonville between
the Eagles and the Patriots.
There you go. The over-under on this one is 2.5.
I'll take the over.
You can take the over?
Yeah.
You win $150. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I'm still watching this goat. It don't even look okay. It's frozen. It's not a real goat.
Okay.
Fine. Keep going.
Don't lie. Don't lie about the goat.
It doesn't move its neck once.
Anyways.
It's made out of ice cream.
And with these prop bets, obviously, there are a lot that have nothing to do with the game. Sometimes it's a halftime show. How many times will wardrobe malfunction be mentioned during the broadcast? Mind you, the halftime show is Justin Timberlake, and last time that Justin Timberlake was on a stage in a halftime show, he expressed a breast of one Janet Jackson. The over-under is 1.5, Jacob.
Is that Michael's sister?
Yes, it is.
I knew that.
Yeah. I'll definitely take the over on
that. You're going to take the over?
Yeah.
You're going to win $300. If you put a $100 bet down.
I can get back to this.
You're still watching that still?
No, it locked it out again.
Okay. How many times will the temperature outside the stadium be mentioned during the broadcast? The over-under is at 1.
Over.
Over?
Yeah.
So what does the minus 400 mean, Jay-Z?
Minus 400 is it's not good. Let me find it. Where are we at? What are we saying?
How many times will the temperature outside the stadium be mentioned during the broadcast?
I don't see that on mine. Where is it?
You got to scroll down a bit, dude.
Oh, right there?
Yeah.
Minus 400. I'm going to put down $100.
Uh-huh.
That's going to get me $25 back. You're going to divide it by 4.
Oh, see? That's why I ask him for that stuff.
Yeah.
How many times will Robert Kraft be shown on the TV during the broadcast? Over under 2.5?
I'll say under 2.
Under 2.5?
Yeah, we'll go at 2.
Okay. Shown. So you would win $150, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who will be mentioned first during the broadcast, Robert Kraft or Jeff Lurie? These are the owners of both teams.
Robert Kraft.
Okay. So then for a $100 bet, well, I don't even know how much that is. I hate math. I can't do math.
For Kraft?
Yeah, but it's a minus 250.
Be $40.
Okay. Thank you for doing that. Who will be mentioned first during the broadcast, Bill Belichick or Doug Peterson?
Bill Belichick.
Okay, that's a minus 160.
Yep. We're going to get back. $62.50.
Wow. See, I'm glad he's doing the math, because I don't know. Will Nick Foles have a higher QB rating than Tom Brady?
No.
That's a minus 200. So you get, what, $50 back on a $100 bet?
Sure, if you bet with me.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. So yesterday, also, this is another one that just came up, was... Tom Brady was named the NFL regular season MVP. Will Tom Brady be a double MVP?
I'm going to say no.
That's a minus 140.
Why not? Why wouldn't he be? The GOAT.
Yeah.
You're right.
Riding a Zamboni in Boston, apparently.
$71.
That took too much out of him.
And 43 cents.
There we go. Will Tom Brady's jersey be stolen again?
No.
See, they don't even have a no on this one, Bavada. Bavada, you're screwing it up.
No, the reason why is because it's a no question. If it happens, it's going to be insane.
Oh,
that or someone from Bavada is going to do it.
True.
Okay, fair enough. So here we go. What color will the liquid be that is poured on the game-winning coach? What color? You say the color, and I'll tell you what the odds are.
Okay, I'm going to say blue or red.
Which one?
Well, tell me what...
They're the same.
You know what?
They are the same. You're right. Okay, so blue is at a plus 400, red is at a plus 400.
Yeah, the Macho King wants to go with green.
Green?
Oh, yeah.
That is a plus 225. That is tied with lime and yellow. The best odd, or the highest payout, purple. Well, actually, by technicality... No liquid is the highest odds at 1,500. Purple is at 1,000. Clear or water is at 400. And orange is at 300.
Yeah, if you bet $100 on purple, you're going to get back 1,000. That Boveda LV, oh yeah.
Okay. Will Nipplegate be said during the broadcast? I just wanted to be able to say Nipplegate.
Wait, who's the commentators?
The commentators is on NBC, so it'll be
Al Michaels
and Chris Collinsworth.
Yes, it will be said.
It will be said during the broadcast.
Yeah, Michael's freaky deaky.
Freaky deaky.
I was thinking more Collinsworth, but...
I just can't imagine Chris Collinsworth just saying Nipplegate just out of the blue.
Right. No,
but it would be hilarious. I can see Al Michaels saying it just... Oh, my God, we're coming up next. It's Justin Timberlake. Hopefully we don't have a Nipplegate experience again.
Boom.
Plus 450 if someone does say that during the broadcast. What color will Justin Timberlake's shoes be when he begins his halftime show performance? Give me a color, Jacob.
He doesn't. Is he a fan of either of these teams?
I'm assuming he's a fan of Tom Brady because I guess he talks with Tom Brady.
Mm.
That and celebrity status.
Let's see. I'm just going to go with black shoes.
Black shoes? That's classic. A plus 250. Plus 250. Jay-Z, what color?
Give me 1 second. You okay, go ahead and do first.
Because the Macho Man wants apparently a guess. I'm going
to
say he's got... I'm going to go with the basic whites, but that's a minus 120. So I would lose, what, 80? I would only win 80 bucks, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, well, you know what? Obviously, he had some new shoes on. I think they were... Man, I wish I could find it. He was wearing shoes the other day during a press conference.
I'm hoping so, because...
It was leaked out as these new shoes that no one else has.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was taking pictures of his shoes, and he realized, oh, crap, I have the wrong shoes on. And I was trying to figure out what those were, because then I could tell you the color, and then I could win some money.
Ah. But here are the odds.
All right, give me the odds.
Brown beige, 700. Red shoes, 700. Blue shoes, 1,000. Green shoes, 1,000. Yellow shoes, plus 2,000. I don't understand where yellow would come into this, but okay. Cross-port propositions. You ready for this one, Jacob?
Yeah.
What outcome will be higher? Total points by the winner or the total number of medals won by Team USA during the Winter Olympics?
I'm going to go total...
Come on, Jacob.
You said total medals or
total
gold
medals?
Medals.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, give me total medals. I thought it was just gold medals, but give me medals.
Okay. Jay-Z.
I'm going to say just gold medals.
Just gold medals?
Mm-hmm.
Because America's number one?
America.
Well, medals apparently in general is 130. I don't know what the gold medals one is, but that'd be interesting to find out. I'm pretty sure that would be an even higher one. You'd be winning money, but...
Winning.
Which will be greater? Tom Brady total number of completions or total points scored by DeMar DeRozan?
Wait, DeRozan's in the Super Bowl?
He is in the Super Bowl, apparently.
Or you mean the NBA All-Star game?
I'm talking about an NBA game that's being played today.
What?
Yeah.
Freaky deep.
You guys know who the Raptors play today?
Tell me.
No, I was asking.
Oh,
do you guys know?
I thought you were asking. Like,
Tell me,
damn it.
I'm about to look this up.
Real quick. I was going to check. Today's game.
DeRozan scores like 30 points.
DeMar DeRozan, the Raptors take on the Grizz at home. And you better guess it now because 12 minutes when the Raptors tip off.
Yeah, give me DeRozan.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go, even though Big Country Reeves is going to be a tough guy in the middle for Vancouver, I'm still going DeRozan.
Okay, picking the Vancouver Grizzlies to win that one. Gotcha. Who will be the Super Bowl MVP?
Jacob Babbitt.
This one I might have to get my papers out for because I know I put that in the papers. I can't seem to find that online.
Come on, Jacob.
I'm going to go with, let's see.
There's only so many players.
Let's go with Rob Gronkowski.
Rob Gronkowski.
He's a plus 900 right now.
Wow. Jay-Z, I want to say the MVP is going to be Nick Foles.
Plus 325.
Okay. What, out of curiosity, is Tommy Greatness?
Minus 105.
Wow. So it is. It's actually improved since the last time we had discussed this then.
The $100 bet will win you $95.
Okay.
Not worth it.
Okay. Babbitt, who scores the first touchdown of the game?
Like team or player?
player. Play on player.
Danny Amendola.
Danny Amendola. Jay-Z, is it still plus 1,200?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to take the field. Is that still plus 1,100?
2,200.
2,200.
Doubled it.
Okay. Jay-Z, who are you picking?
Lewis.
Lewis?
Running back. New England.
Okay. Do they still have the no touchdown score in the game?
No, I'm looking for that now. I'm scrolling.
Okay, because last time I checked, when we did the M Zone Friday, it was plus 17,000.
Yeah, was that on your sheets, not on Boveda?
I believe that was on my sheets. That's what I had found.
Yeah, they have last touchdown score, but they don't have... Oh, so yeah, no touchdown scores ever. It's plus 6,600.
Mm. And then finally, who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his speech? Jacob, will he mention teammates, God, city, coach, owner, family, or does not mention any of the above?
Well, since I picked Gronk, definitely not going to be thanking God, I don't think.
Okay.
I'm going to say his teammates.
Teammates is a plus 175. Jay-Z.
I think if it's Tom Brady, he's going to say family first. That's a plus 500.
That's correct. And with Nick Foles, I can guarantee you, after he was interviewed during the NFC Championship game.
It's gonna be God.
Yeah, and that's a plus 300. Your longest odds is the owner at a plus 1,600. Let's get your predictions real quick before we go to break. Jay-Z, your predictions on the game today. Who is your winner in the game today and the final score?
I have the Patriots winning 27-24 over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Fair enough. And your MVP, you said, was?
Deion Lewis.
Deion Lewis. Okay. Babin, who is your winner and score?
My winner is the New England Patriots.
Final score?
They are going to win 34-21.
And you said your MVP is?
Gronk.
Rob Gronkowski. This is where you guys are all wrong. I'm taking the underdogs in this one. Philadelphia pulls off the upset. 24-21, the final. And your MVP will be Nick Foles, not Carson Wentz.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it works out. Let's take a break, and when we come back, figure something out. I don't know.
Good stuff.
More good stuff, as someone would say. Maybe we'll talk about the big trade that happened earlier in the week.
Right.
Right.
That's interesting.
Playground.